It is a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. Amen. To be able to come and to worship God in spirit and in truth. As we come together on this morning, I want us to understand the importance of doing the things that God would have us to do. There are so many times where we think about the different things that we do in this life, the people that we listen to, the rules and regulations that we follow. God is the source of all authority. Amen. We find in the very beginning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Yes. We're in agreement with the creation. We find as God created all things that He created man. He created woman in order to have a family. The order is man, woman, and child. We find that as we continue to go through the Word, that the church came into existence, Jesus being ahead of the body, which is the church. We have elders. We have members. I did not, and I am not, omitting deacons and preachers. But we're looking at the source of authority. And I want you to understand that a preacher has no authority except for what is written in the Word of God. He falls under the leadership of the elders. And the elders fall under the leadership of Christ. Then we go out into the work environment and we have owners of businesses, and they in turn hire individuals and they make them a boss, supervisor, whatever you want to call them. Then you have team leaders. And I just said those things to show you how authority or the umbrella, how it is laid out in certain situations. And you can go into a whole lot of different realms out there, looking at the schools, the presidents of colleges, the principals of schools, the deans, and all of those other things out there. But what I want to talk to you about this morning is looking and discussing the source of authority as far as the land. Is thought of. We have the right to vote, therefore you have the right to complain. You don't vote, don't complain. I can't stress that enough. It's just like if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you worry, don't pray. We don't like who's in charge for some reason. I can't give you the reason you don't like who's in charge. You can't give me the reason I don't like who's in charge. Who's to say that we don't like them? I'm just throwing some things out there to you. But when you go and you look at the Word of God and see what God says in reference to the leaders in which we have, in Romans chapter 13, we're going to spend a little time here in Romans 13 so that you may understand what you are supposed to do and why you're supposed to do those things. Appreciate Brother Pierce for reading that scripture reference there. We're going to go a little bit further than what he read. We're going to go down to verse 7. In Romans 13. Now they tell me, and you've been told as well, that politics and religion do not go hand in hand. We do not preach politics. We do not tell you who to vote for. We don't tell you who not to vote for. That's not the church's responsibility. What our responsibility is, as being members of the Lord's church, is to do the things that God has outlined for us to do. And so we look at what God tells us in reference to the authorities of this land. Again, the source of authority. My candidate didn't get in office because maybe you didn't vote. Maybe you did vote, but your candidate still didn't get there. I know that we had more of these people to go out and vote than these people. Why am I voting? It doesn't really matter who I vote for. What matters is that we understand what the Word of God says. That's what matters. Let every, there in Romans 13, 1, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Do I need to read that again? No one says anything. I'm going to read it anyway. Mm-hmm. Let every person be subject. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. My father-in-law used to tell me and ask and laugh and say, Melvin, what is your president up to? He would give me the president like it wasn't his president. Maybe he didn't vote for him, but whoever is president is still president of the United States of America. We have a president. We have governors. We have mayors. We have city officials, you know. And the Bible again tells us that we are supposed to be subject unto those authorities, whether you like them or not. Now, I want you to understand something, that there are rules, regulations, laws that are being made, that are being passed, that, again, when you look at this scripture, you need to take from this that all that has been passed is not necessary for us to follow. Because man's law should not supersede God's law. In other words, man's law cannot supersede God's law. And God be perfect, or God be pleased with that. Now, Satan is the prince of this world. Satan is the prince of this world. Satan has limited power. Okay? Limited power. And if Satan's power is limited, what authority does he have? Okay? I want you to think about that as we read these other verses here. In verse 3, for rules are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be not afraid. For he who does not bear the sword in vain. For if he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Okay, we have police officers. You know, there are people that complain about anything. It's too hot. It's too cold. We need some rain. We need it to stop. Always complain about something because they don't like it. As one of my good friends, I'm going to call him my good friend, would say, they don't complain just because they like to hear a smart man talk. They just like to complain because they like to hear themselves talk. And so for a person to always complain about this and always complain about that is that person that is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. The police officers, they're doing this. They're too rough in this area. They're too rough in that area. The police officers, what we need to do is we need to get rid of them. What you gonna do then? The same ones that are talking about getting rid of the police are the same ones that are talking about we should not bear arms. Now, I'm not here, again, don't think I'm here to talk politics to you. I'm here to tell you about the Word of God. He says, do what is good and you will receive His approval, for He is God's servant for your good. Do we not need protection? Somebody's phone was going off this morning. They had pushed the wrong buttons and it was doing an emergency call. Now let me complain about that. Now, I'm not talking about the person's phone going off, but we were expecting to hear some sirens blaring. We were expecting a fire truck, an ambulance, and a police officer to show up. Did that happen? No. And that person whose phone was going off is so glad because they were wondering, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? I told them they're going to lock her up. That shows the authority I have, right? See, we depend upon these city officials to do what they're supposed to do. But who's in control? God's in control. Those officials didn't come out. They didn't put that person into any undue stress like I'm doing right now. I put her on the spot and she's a little, you know, edgy in her seat. I'm not going to tell y'all who it was, but y'all that was here on time this morning know who she was. And you didn't have to be on time. It was real early, by the way. But think about it just for a moment. The authority that man has. And the authority that God has. It says there in verse 5, therefore one must be in subjection not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For authorities or ministers of God. Attending to this very thing. Paid to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Now we can get off into this, and I can go around the room and I can ask you, Brother Mark, don't answer it, Brother Roland, don't answer it, Brother Brian, don't answer it, but have you filed your taxes? Are you, Brother Butch, going to file taxes? Or are you trying to get over on the government? We need your taxes. We need you to pay taxes. I'm a fine one to talk, you know. Tax time? Man, there was a time where, you know, we look forward to filing taxes because you would get something back. These are not the days. But we still need to pay taxes in order that the government can get paid and those that are on government assistance that they can get what they need. A lot of people don't like that. But it's just what has been passed. And we follow those things. But again, verse 6 is a little bit puzzling, I do believe, to some people. See, when we start talking about ministers of God, what is a minister of God? Is it necessarily a Christian? No. Brother Brian's up here shaking his head. No. He's absolutely right. It's not necessarily a Christian. God can use whomever and whatever as a minister of His Word to get those things across to the people. And here he's talking about the government, the governing authorities. And then we know that all our governors are, and our presidents and our mayors, the governing authorities, just to wrap them all up in one big bunch, are not Christians. We know that. But they're there in order to enforce the rules and the regulations. And one thing I hate, and you may know this already, and you may remember it, is I hate the fact that the courts, the governing authorities there, say that they believe in God's Word, and they're there to enforce it. Because that is not truth. That is not truth. You look there in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts 5, verse 29. And we read what the Word says here in reference to what we are supposed to do as a people. Acts 5:29. And in this scripture, in particular, over the last 3 to 4 years, has been stressed. It has been preached on. It has been talked about because of the different things that went on since the coronavirus. It says, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than man. The source of authority again. What has God told us? He said, you know, be subject to the governing authorities. But here it says, we must obey God rather than man. Does the Word contradict itself? No. Man is subject to God. We don't have one elder, we have 3 elders. If we had 2, that would be okay as well. Those individuals are in place in order to ensure that God's Word is being carried out. They don't make any new rules. When man says, you should do this or you should do that, where did he get the authority for that? Where did he get the authority for it? We talk about all these different things and we look at them. And again, we have to understand who's in control. Why are you in the position in which you're in? Why are you, you know, on the job that you're on? Why did you get up this morning? See, all these things, again, are because of God. And a lot of times we have to say, you know, I'm not where I need to be. And I need to make a move. See, God gives us the right. He gives us the understanding to make those decisions. And we need to make those decisions because this is what's pleasing Him. We have, again, people that are in these government offices, and they realize one day, you know, this job is not for me any longer. I need to step down. I need to resign. I need to, you know, turn in my badge. I need to do this. I need to do that. Again, why is that individual there? The different laws that have been passed. You can have same-sex marriages. You can murder a child. You can drive just as long as you're not driving under the influence. Just as long as you're not, you know, above this level. Who made those rules? Did God make them? No, man made them. But those people are in office. While they're in office, maybe we need to look at the Word of God, and maybe they're passing those laws so that we may get a better understanding about what God's Word says, and that we may follow what His Word says. Do the things that are right. Did Job Did he relinquish his belief in God just because Satan tempted him? No, he did not. So we should not give up on God when these rules and regulations, these laws are being passed. And we should just look and say, you do what you want to do. But I am going to obey God. I am going to stand for what's right. I am going to do what's right. See, we need to take that stance. And then when you say, well, you know, 2 years from now, when I go and vote, I'm not going to vote because I never get who I want in office. Don't vote. But don't complain. Study the Word of God. Continue to be a Christian. Continue to be one. Do what is right again before Him. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. Well, I don't like the fact that this individual is going to be put to death for committing this crime, that the crime that he committed or she committed. I don't like that. You know what you're saying, really, is that you don't like the Word of God. Because those powers that be are there for the mere fact to enforce what's right and what's wrong. Go back, if all of them did it a life for a life, many say that there would not be so many killings. Again, people just don't care. They're going to do what they do. But if you make a law that does not supersede God's law, enforce it. What good is it to have rules if you do not enforce the fact of them being followed? The speed limit, 40 miles an hour. How many have seen people drive 50 and 60 miles an hour down Broadway? A bike with a motor, if it exceeds so many cc's, you're supposed to be registered, you're supposed to have a tag on it, you're supposed to have a license in order to operate that. How many have seen individuals riding up and down Broadway doing stunts on something that is not registered? Laws are made in order to be followed, and they should be enforced to be followed. Again, we go back to the Word of God. These things have been put in place, and we're supposed to be submissive to those authorities. But the old saying goes, what am I doing? I'm preaching to the choir, because we're Christians. We don't act like that, do we? Yes, we do. We do things wrong. Amen. We don't always follow the speed limit. I'm trying to get somewhere and I don't have time to talk to you. I'm running late. So therefore, you done made me get pulled over. Who? Yeah, you just happen to be sitting on the front row. Don't move. There's a speed trap up the road. Y'all slow down. If you're following the law, should you have to be worried about a speed trap? No, you shouldn't. I used to have a fuzz buster back in the day. Matter of fact, I still have it. I just can't find the cord to it. That thing used to go off. It'd go beep, 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 beep. And by that time, the lights are on. I'm pulling over. And the man comes up and he looked and he said, you have a radar detector right there. He said, well, why you didn't slow down? I had somewhere to go. You know, I just really like the sound of that thing. When we don't obey We're trying to find every way out, a way around this and a way around that. Now it says in verse 14, or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. Now I've been punished along the way. Now I haven't lost my life. I'm still here. But I've got like 15 tickets before the age of 21. And they were not going to let me in the military because I had so many tickets. I had to get a waiver just to get in the military. I had so many tickets. And most of them was from speeding. In a hurry for nothing. For nothing. Didn't have anywhere to go. Didn't have anywhere to be. Just driving fast to be driving fast. We get what we deserve, don't we? I wrecked several cars because driving too fast, not paying attention to what was going on. License suspended. We have to know that things happen for a reason. If we do not open our eyes to what the Word of God says, we will be lost. When we do not submit to authorities, to the governing authorities, we will be lost. As Christians, we have to know the importance of doing what God's Word says. Why is this here? Is this here just because some man wanted to write it? No. It's here because the Holy Spirit inspired man to write it. So that we may know that there are going to be some officials that we may not agree with, but we have to obey them if that law that they're passing doesn't go against God's word. And guess what else we need to do? We need to pray for them. Pray for them. That we may be at peace, that we may live in peace. Pray that they may be obedient unto the word of God. And that law that they passed that was against God's word, that they may go back and say, let's change this. Let's change it. And we have seen that happen. We've seen it happen. And we pray and we hope that it will happen in some other instances. It may and it may not. But that should not stop us from worshiping God. Again, why is this here? Because of the source of authority. 1 Timothy 3:16 or 2 Timothy 3:16. Well, what does the Bible teach us here? It teaches us something very important. Something that we need to look at and something that we need to understand is that when you see the Word of God, that it is exactly that. It is His Word. And if it's His Word, it's a Word that needs to be followed to the letter. Need to be followed to the letter. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All scripture. Not some, not most, not what you like. But all scripture is breathed out by God. And we can go around the room and we can ask you, what is your favorite verse? What is your favorite verse? And a lot of people say, he already said mine. She already said mine. You know, you may hear me from time to time say, I love this passage. I love that passage. In reality, I love the Word of God. But there are some scriptures that we use more than we use other times because that's our favorite scripture. Brother Brian said that we used on last Sunday. Well, we used it last Sunday. We used it Wednesday. And we used it today. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Sister Vonnie even quoted it this morning. It's a scripture that we need to understand. That it's because of what God has done, what we need to do. We keep moving. We keep looking at His Word. what is it? Your labor is not in vain. That's in the Lord, not in man. It's better to obey God rather than man. Do what is right because God said it. That's what it boils down to. Not because it's the law that some man passed, but it is the law, so therefore we do it because God says for us to do it. We must. Not when you feel like it, not when it's convenient, but we must do what is right because God said so. God said so. The source of authority. This morning, if you're here and you're not a child of God and you desire to become one, you don't do it man's way, you do it God's way. Jesus says all authority has been given to him in heaven and in earth. That's what Jesus said. So therefore, Jesus told that baptism is necessary for salvation. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. Mark 16:16. He had the authority to say that because the Father gave him that right. We do not have the authority to change it. What we have is a responsibility to accept it. Do what is right. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by their authority, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The brethren, they pray from time to time that I may continue to speak, continue to preach the word of God. And that's what I intend to do. The day that I decide I don't want to do that is the day that I stop being a Christian. I fall back out into the world. Now that gives you something else to pray for. That I may not do that. That I may continue to do what is right, and I may continue to stand and proclaim the word of God in truth. Because that's what we need. So do we have to follow the laws of the land? Yes, we do. Do we have to follow God's law? Yes, we do. Can we say, well, today, God, you know, I like what man says. Can I just do that today? You know what God is going to say? You do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. The day you decide to follow man instead of me is the day that you're separated away from me. And if you happen to die separated away from me, shame on you. Shame on you. So if you're not a child of God and you want to become one, come forth, make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, being immersed in the water of great baptism, rising to walk a newness of life. And if you're here and you're strayed away, we're asking you to come back before it's everlasting too late. If you're subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.